Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View From Here. We were driving behind a new SUV the other day, and I misread the model name as Terrapin. Now, a terrapin is a kind of turtle, and it seems to be a singularly inappropriate handle for a new hot automotive product. Those car and truck folks are really good at marketing, so naming a new product after a slow and homely critter didn't make sense. Of course, Terrapin was not the name. It was something much more evocative. The name was Terrain. The fact that Terrain moves a lot slower than a turtle and comes only in green and brown apparently had no bearing on choosing this name. But it did get me to thinking of names for vehicles, names that Detroit or Stuttgart or Tokyo might not consider to be hip or upbeat. Now, my suggestions are meant to highlight some of the more subtle points that a new car or truck might possess. There are so many things to consider when naming a product, and I'm afraid the manufacturing powerhouses often miss golden opportunities in their rush to find names that are slick and promotable. Genius is in the details, I figure. So let's go to those details and find some monikers that Motown might miss. Lower-end models, the bare-bones base models that are produced for less affluent and younger buyers, are in need of attention. Now, historically, they are neglected or they're given trite names. The Neon comes to mind. Naming a small car after a gas? Another name for a common gas leaps out at me, but who wants to drive a fart? Let's take the high road and focus on the fact that these inexpensive cars must, of necessity, be made of pieces and parts that wear out more quickly than their costly cousins. Their powertrains and fittings won't last very long, but they're cheap enough that, after 2 or 3 years, you can just buy another. So here goes. Let's run this name up the old flagpole and see who salutes. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the all-new 2026 Landfill. The older market is an important one for car makers, too. The marketing mavens have been catering to folks with quieter, softer lifestyles since the invention of the automobile. I think the best model name Detroit ever came up with for the senior class was the Park Avenue. That name said it all. Room, luxury, comfort. Now, there are so many other important issues for us older folks, issues like good rest and pain relief, that the marketeers ought to take note and name a car that appeals to our more subtle needs. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the 2026 Nap. Mustang has been a leader in the muscle market since its introduction in 1964. But I think they've gone a little soft on us. Some of that original edge is missing. Some of that feeling that you really might be riding a horse across the open plains instead of sitting at a stoplight on Main Street. So, here's a new model for the myriad males who are looking for a car to boost them. Gentlemen, start your bravado. Oh, we could go on and on, couldn't we? There are so many markets to satisfy, so many people buying cars for so many different reasons. There are carpool parents, soccer moms, economy enthusiasts, Green Party members, off-roaders, the list goes on forever. So let's give them each a new model, and we'll call it a day. Here we go. The Gaggle for the carpooler. The Vicarious for the sports-minded moms and dads. The Delusion for the 60-something ladies' man. For the frugal, there's the Scott. The End for the off-roader. And for the greenies among us, the Hug. Now, all of these names fill the bill somehow, capture the essence of a specific driver, and they satisfy the most important marketing principle of all. None of them is called a turtle.